You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Well, welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the phone line this morning, I have the Executive Director of the Northern Lights Health Foundation, Cindy Amarongan. Thank you for joining me today.
Well, thanks, Steph. Thanks for inviting me. I wish we could be in person, but hey, these are the days, and we're doing the right COVID responsibility things by talking to each other over the phone.
I know. Someday we can be back in real life and maybe even have a little side hug as well. But Someday. But I did want to talk about the Health Foundation and how things are going. You know, it has been such a weird year, and hospitals have been in the forefront of the news as we are going through quite a pandemic. But can you give us a little bit of an update on what's been happening with the Northern Lights Health Foundation?
Yeah, I mean, we're centered in the hospital, so we've actually not been in our space for most of the times from March through to current times. We're in and out and working from home like everybody else has been doing. It's a little bit different, and working our meetings through Zoom. Our board is very committed to trying to achieve our fundraising targets, and the fundraising targets are not set just to try to, you know, raise money. They're for projects that we're doing. So we have looked back at all the projects that we have on the plate and what we want to support with AHS. We think they're all valid, so we're still going forward with all the projects that we would like to fund. So that kind of sets the background of why are we doing what we do. It's not a matter of we just put on events to put on an event or to make money, or we just ask you for money. We're working on things in the background that are supporting your healthcare initiatives throughout the region, and that's what drives our health foundation.
For sure. So what kind of projects are on the books right now?
Well, let me tell you first about one that we've just finished funding, and it was massive, and you'll never see it. So there's a number of these kinds of things that happen behind the scenes in healthcare. You literally will never see it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we worked with Alberta Health Services this past year, and utilizing funds that we've raised from Spring Flings and Festival of Trees for the last few years, we put a massive amount of money into a project called the OmniCell Drug Medication Distribution System. So what'll happen is that these medication cabinets are here now. They're actually arrived, and they're going to be going on all of the floors. So in previous years, what would happen is a patient would require a prescription. It was a handwritten prescription. That prescription would then go into the pharmacy, and the medication makes its way through to the patient. What we're doing now is that on all the floors that have any kind of disbursement of drugs, they will have their own locking a cabinet that has the drugs that they need in it. And it's, you know, thumbprint, so you need, the nurse would need to have the prescription ready, and what I'm trying to say is that at every step there are checks and balances so that there's no medication flowing freely through the hospital and making its way from the fifth floor where the pharmacy is onto the floor that it needs to go to.
Wow.
This is a massive project. So this involved the pharmacy department, which is a centralized department out of Edmonton, and we have a pharmacy here. They were able to secure $650,000 in a grant from AHS, and we as the Health Foundation provided the other almost $820,000. A really big project. Honestly, you'll never see it. But what you'll know is that medication comes to the patient quicker. It is accurate. The drug library automatically updates through wireless. So if a drug has come out and they've changed like a weight category or anything that's, you know, how many grams of something that's in it, it automatically updates. And so there's the guesswork of calculation of what a medication might be is taken out of the picture as well. So a very massive project, and it's involved years of your fundraising dollars.
For sure. Wow.
And yeah. So kind of a big thing, but again, you don't necessarily see all of what we do here.
Oh, for sure. And I think, I mean, a lot of times you don't want to see what you're doing because you don't want to be going to the hospital unless you really need to, right? You don't want to be sick.
That's the truth. That's right. Nobody really wants to be in here. You know, but for us, it's the quality of care has to be impeccable. And then, you know, we want people to have the comfort and knowledge that whoever's in here is being looked after to the utmost. And so those are the kinds of things that we put our energy and our money into. And that's not even our money. It's donor money. It's sponsor money. That the board redirects that into these kind of projects.
Really cool. Yeah. And then this year, I mean, fundraising has been pretty different. The pandemic started. I remember the first event that I was so surprised to see canceled was the Spring Fling because it was just coming up in a couple days.
Yeah, it was just too close for us to be able to convert it into a virtual or do anything with it. Our facility was closed. Our access to any of the production was closed off. It was just much too close to the date. We just couldn't recover that way. We were really, really grateful. Our sponsors predominantly allowed us to keep the funds that they had put into sponsorship as unrestricted money, so we were able to pay off any of our expenses to that point and then keep the rest as unrestricted donations so we could give them charitable receipts. We had ticket purchasers who said, no, don't give me a refund, just make that a charitable receipt. So for the first month after Spring Fling, we were working directly with everybody who had bought a ticket, who had sponsored, who had been involved, and they were so gracious. It was heartwarming, actually, to see the response we were getting from people for an event they couldn't attend. You know, they just really wanted to support and keep us going, and that's just vital to us. So, and then immediately the flood happened, and you know, the attention in the community needed to turn to flood victims, to more help for the food bank, and you know, we understand that we stay in the background where when we're not needed. The hospital was on lockdown, so it wasn't like we were accessing anything in here ourselves. But we started working with a national campaign through Canada Helps. It was called the Frontline Fund. It involved hospital foundations from across Canada, big and small. And they had a central group that worked with really large donors like you know, Weston Foods or Maple Leaf, or very large donors. And then they distributed the funds throughout Canada to smaller foundations to kind of help us through. And that's the key. It's really, you know, making sure that we can keep this foundation vital and strong because it's always going to be needed to supply the equipment and programs and services to keep this whole region really healthy and well and strong, ready for the next thing that comes along.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what we keep doing. So we've been looking and just making sure that we're aligned to what our AHS partners need. We work with another group called AHS Foundation Relations. There's 69 foundations in Alberta. So we try to find common things to work on. And then we also support each other. And it hasn't been the best of times. We've all had to let some employees go. We've had to reduce our expenses. And that's just how it is. You'd have to make that flow and get over the worst of this, that we can be strong again and ready for the next opportunities.
For sure. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Cindy Amarongan, the Executive Director of the Northern Lights Health Foundation. We'll hear some about maybe the hospital beds or other things that are happening with the foundation and with our hospital. Cindy, thanks for joining me.
Okay, no problem.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Well, welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. My guest this morning is Executive Director of the Northern Lights Health Foundation, Cindy Amarongan. And we're chatting about all things Northern Lights Health Foundation. Now, I know that you guys have quite a busy couple months coming up. What's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, we're relentless in our pursuit for help and support in the Health Foundation. So one of the ways we do that is we work with third-party external vendors and agencies that help to do fundraising. So over the summer, we participated and were part of the CIM golf tournament that raised funds for the Health Foundation, the RE/MAX golf tournament that we're one of the recipients of their the funding that they raise. And we're going into Smile Cookie Week next week. So that's the Tim Hortons annual, I think they've been doing this for about 15 years now, Smile Cookie Week. And the Smile Cookies are available. They'll be available at all the stores. And you can do bulk orders. And there's four Tim Hortons that are participating this year up here. So we hope to get lots of smiles out in the community and raise lots of money, because all of that goes into pediatrics. And there's always something that's required for PEDS throughout this building. It's not just the PEDS department, but it's also diagnostic imaging and other various areas that look after kids. So that one's coming up next week. We are also doing some pre-planning for a very, very modified Festival of Trees. And we'll tell you, everybody right now, the big parties are off the table. The ladies' luncheon, ugly Christmas sweater party, daddy-daughter ball, anything that really had the contact person-to-person where we're in tight quarters all chatting together, dancing, those things, I'm sorry, we just are not able to do this year. But we have some very exciting other ideas that we will be presenting to you as a community as soon as we can get some permissions on some things. And that's as far as I can take that whole conversation on Festival of Trees right now. Suffice it to say, it's still with us. 35 years of doing Festival of Trees and other events, we're just not stopping now. And then lastly, the one that's going to end our September is the hospital bed races, which we love. We've done 2 years of hospital bed races. We've had sun, we've had rain, we've had snow, so we have no clue what this year will bring. We just tell everybody to be prepared. It's a funny event. It's got a lot of interaction, but also is very, we're doing all of the COVID safety responses. We have a safety sponsor this year who is looking after making sure our distancing is good, that our cleanliness is there, all of the things. We have masks coming for all of our participants. And, of course, it's a fundraiser. So there are teams of four runners. We won't have a bed head this year, which is the person who normally is on the bed. We had a little dump last year. We didn't like that. So we're putting a dummy or sandbags on the bed this year. But that means your team still has to be coordinated to run together, because you're competing for the Golden Bedpan Trophy. So it's hilarious, honestly. I just love seeing the creativity of the teams, their costumes, their fundraising. They're out there, and it's just so engaging, and it's a lot of fun. So that's on September 26th. We would love to have a couple more teams join before we start doing the allotments of when you're racing and your time trials and all of that stuff. So that would be fun.
Sounds awesome. And where can people register for that?
They can go right to our website. Literally, it's just northernlightshealthfoundation.ca, Northern Lights Health Foundation, all one word, .ca. and then you click on events and you'll see it. The hospital bed races will be right there.
So great. And then if they're not really in running shape, you can always help by donating to that. And I'm sure you can find the link on the website as well.
Absolutely. Donating. We are recruiting now through Wood Buffalo Volunteers for our volunteers for the day. They help with everything from, you know, set up to marshalling to time, doing time trials to starting the races, just a bunch of stuff. So more than welcome to sign up on events with Wood Buffalo Volunteers and fill those volunteer spots, because that really helps make the day for everybody.
A whole lot of fun, and I'm excited for it. I was there last year, a little bit of snow and chilliness, but all in all, a great day.
We're it's better than the slush of the year before.
There we
anyway,
go.
It's a challenge. But everybody has the same challenge with weather.
Absolutely, you know, especially in Fort Mac. You just never know.
Never know. That's right.
We got to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Cindy Amarongan with the Northern Lights Regional Health Foundation, our executive director.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Well, welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. If you are just tuning in, we are on the phone with Cindy Amarongan, the Executive Director of the Northern Lights Health Foundation. We've been talking about all things Health Foundation, like what's going on, what events are coming up. And now I'd love to hear about, what are you fundraising for, Cindy?
Well, you know, we normally fundraise for items, technology that's needed at the hospital or throughout the region or programs. But we've really adjusted our mindset over the summer to request unrestricted donations to our greatest needs fund. We've always had a greatest needs fund. We've always put, you know, if something comes in but doesn't have a tag to it, put it into there. This is the fund that allows the board of directors to review all the AHS grants and allocate monies out of that fund. So when we pool all of our donations that way, we get a much better ability to meet the needs of the granting system that we have. So what happens is, if you're making a donation and it's only coming to, can only be used for seniors' health, if we don't have a request from Seniors Health, or your funds are insufficient to meet the thing, we have to wait till we can build that up before we can hit that need. But if we have our greatest need fund always receiving the funds and able to be allocated, then the board can go, okay, we've got enough there now, we can do this one, we can do this one, we can do this one. And that's really what we're talking about with the Omnicell that we mentioned earlier, the medication system. Having that $800,000 gave us that ability to make a massive change here and for AHS to get the matching grant. So we can't do that if we have lots of tiny little pots, but we can do it when we have large pots, like in the greatest needs. So that's what we're doing now, is we're just really asking our companies and our individual donors, when you're stepping forward to make a donation, make it unrestricted. Trust that the board and AHS are going to pick the right projects that are going to advance healthcare in our region. That's what we're looking for.
I love it. And how can somebody donate?
Ooh, they can call me. They can go on our website at northernlightshealthfoundation.ca. There's a big donate button right there. They can contact me through our Facebook page, through our Twitter, or just call. And we're always open to take a call. The phones in the office come through to our cell phones, so you can call 780-791-6178, and that'll come directly to me.
Perfect. Cindy, thank you so much. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Again, I want to just comment a little bit about the generosity of this community and the way it pulls together through, you know, fire, flood, whatever, economic downturn. We have not turned our backs on our neighbors. We are always out there, the whole community, striving to make this place better. And the more you can support, your charities and nonprofits, the better it is for all of us in the long run. It takes all of us to do this. So I just think we're in the greatest community ever that pulls together like that. So thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Cindy, for joining me this morning, Executive Director of the Northern Lights Health Foundation. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Stefan. I'll see you at the races.
Yes, you will.
Excellent.
<For sure. laughs> This has been another episode of Fort McMurray Matters. If you didn't catch the whole thing and you want to, you can always check it out on our podcast. You can find that at mix1037fm.com. Make sure you tune in every weekday at noon for another episode of Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.